This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 42 for Tuesday, August 31st. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mostly lower on Tuesday, with declines in the front months while the more deferred positions are higher. The November canola contract loses $6.30 at $8.95.30 per ton. The January contract is down $3.10 at $8.80.40 per ton. There are losses in the Chicago soy complex as well as European rapeseed. Gains in Malaysian palm oil are helping to temper losses. Yesterday's Stat Canada report is proving to be bearish as the federal agency's call for 14.7 million tons of canola this year is above trade expectations. However, a better grasp on the harvest will be obtained for the next report due out September 30th. There will be a fresh look at harvest progress on the prairies, with Manitoba releasing its weekly crop report later this afternoon. Little progress on canola is expected as farmers concentrate on their cereal crops. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower, with the loonie at 79.28 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 79.35. The United States Department of Agriculture says soybean conditions are holding at 56% good to excellent. Corn conditions also remain at 60%, while the spring wheat harvest advances to 88% complete. Dr. Michael Cordonnier is maintaining his calls on U.S. corn and soybean production with 175.5 and 50 bushels per acre, respectively. The doctor trims his forecast on the current Brazil corn harvest to 82 million tons. However, he expects next year's crop to be high as 118 million tons, with as much as 54 million tons in Argentina. Cordonnier believes Brazil's soybean production for next year should top 145 million tons, with up to 51 million tons in Argentina. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Tuesday. The November contract gives up 11 cents at $12.92.5 per bushel. October soy oil is down about 0.8 of a cent at 58.89 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal dips $1.90 at $3.43.10 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker as well on Tuesday. The December contract falls 8.5 cents at $5.43 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with the December contract down 8 cents at $5.02. Wheat futures are lower as well on Tuesday. Chicago December loses a penny at $7.22. Kansas City December slips a half cent at $7.12. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is down 7 cents at $9.03. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, August 31st. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.